8,000 points of IWMFO. Welcome to another edition. Thank you for joining me here tonight. We're in the middle of a heat wave. It's exciting. 1,000 points of light, 91.5. That was Heart with Nothing At All, in case you needed a reminder. Love Heart. They're just great. They're great. It's just, can't get enough of Heart. The Wilson Sisters, right? 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. So what we're doing tonight is we're doing a, you know how I like to do shows that are inspired by books? I like to read a lot. Bit of a bookworm myself. So one of my favorite new authors lately has been Hanif Abdurraqib. I'm sure I'm not saying that last name correctly, but at least I'm trying. And Little Devil in America is what his latest book, National Book Award nominee, and it's a terrific writing on black performance and just performance in general and racism in America. And it's he's also a cultural critic, so it's sort of like not as heavy-handed as like a history book. Very readable, and I enjoyed it very much. I'm actually technically still finishing it, but it's not stopped me from having a show devoted to books before, and so we're not holding back, including this with this next track by the first one of the night is going to be Rick James, Give It to Me Baby, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Give it to me.
What you say?
Give it to me. What you say?
Give it.
Just rising up.
All right, and that's LaBelle, Patti LaBelle with Lady of Marmalade, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, we had Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough from Off the Wall. It was Jermaine Stewart with We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off from Frantic Romantic. You know, that's funny. It's a song that I didn't really know that I knew until I played it. And it's on several compilations, Best of the 80s, Forgotten Hits of the 80s. I think it's a song that you know and didn't know that you knew. Before that, Rick James, Give It to Me, Baby. Not so with that song. Everybody knows that one and knows exactly who sings it. Unmistakable. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So this is our show devoted to Hanef Abdurraqib's Little Devil in America and plays in praise of black performance. And terrific book. He's a terrific writer. Very lyrical style. Kind of. I think he has a background as a poet, but he's actually a very talented essayist and writer. And a cultural critic, kind of tying everything together in terms of various stories of various historical accounts of a variety of historical figures, mostly musicians. Josephine Baker, there was a great chapter on her. And then there's multiple references to Aretha Franklin. We're going to hear from her right now. And this is off of The Amazing Grace. I'm not sure if I'm going to play all 10 minutes. I think I have 2 hours and a lot to get through here. But what I will be doing is playing the title track from that great record, Amazing Grace, live at the church. Which church was that? Live at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in L.A. She, of course, the daughter of a minister. And if you watched either the movie or the multi-part series on Nat Geo, you'll know the history there between her and her father. And the Nat Geo thing with, I can't remember the name of the actress who played Aretha, but it was a terrific portrayal. Cynthia Erivo, I think her name is. And the series really lingers on this performance at the church in 1972. It's terrific. So let's hear Amazing Grace right now, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Next song needs no introduction. Can I get a witness here tonight?
Oh. see.
Yeah.
1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. And that's, of course, War with Bayero. And prior to that, Don Shirley. We had to get Don Shirley in there with Orpheus in the Underworld. And we started things off with Aretha Franklin's Amazing Grace, a great track there, live at the New Missionary Baptist Church. And, you know, I wanted to break in here because I wanted to play this next track called From the Diamonds. This is The Stroll, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor. Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor. Now turn around, baby, let's stroll once more. If I can't count on you, well, I never counted on you making me blue. They say you're running around with somebody new. Tell me, who can I count on if I can't count on you? I thought I held a precious key to heaven. Your love was sweet and gentle at the start, but now I feel that I can't go on living. If living means that we must live apart. Whoa, 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 whoa. Happiness was almost open. Just one more step or two, you know, I'd be in. Then all at once the vows you made were broken. And the door to happiness is closed again. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh.
you. Who can I count on if I can't count on you?
James, I got your letter. It came to me today. You said I could have my baby back, but I don't want her that way. So you keep her, because man, she belongs to you. She didn't make up her own mind to come on home to me. So I found me someone else, and we're happy as can be. So you keep her, because now she belongs to you. But you can tell I said hello, James, and remember to always be a lady. 'Cause you see, when she was with me, James, I taught her that a lady stays in a lady's place. And I was the one who taught her. Ask her, didn't I teach her how to make up her face? I taught her how to pick the clothes and the jewelry to wear. And I was the one who taught her how to style her hair. My, 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 she left me after I taught her these things. Now she didn't make up her own mind, James, to come on home to me. So I found me someone else, and we're happy as can be. So you keep her, because now she belongs to you.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And so that was Joe Tex with You Keeper. So back in the early 60s, there was this fight, there was this rivalry between Joe Tex and James Brown. And it got pretty heated at one point. In fact, James Brown's group, or his, like, what's the correct term? Maybe we'll call him his posse of sorts. They, like, found Joe Tex and his friends at a club, and they shot up the club. This is something that wasn't really well known, because allegedly James Brown's posse paid off everybody in the club. They gave them $100 to not say anything, and apparently it worked. And then, like, the police never caught wind of it. It never really became an issue. But the song that we just heard, You Keeper, was about how James Brown, that was the James that Joe Tex started the song off with, James Brown stole one of Joe Tex's backup singers. I guess this would be somebody that he had kind of more than just a professional relationship with, and recruited her to go work with him. And so Joe Tex was therefore emboldened to write that song that we just heard. Pretty funny, pretty cool, and that's sort of something that you don't really hear about, this rivalry. First of all, James Brown is a legend, and Joe Tex kind of had his moment in the 60s and 70s, but then sort of not as well known, we'll say. And that is discussed at length in the book. Let's get back to that. Hanif Abdurraqib's book, A Little Devil in America, in Praise of Black Performance. And so there's a whole chapter devoted to that rivalry. And before that, we had Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. So there was another section of the book about Whitney and her records and how she couldn't really dance, and, you know, and Hanif's thoughts on all that. And it was all on television because she was, like, winning lots of Grammys. And, you know, it was sort of, he dug deep into that story. So that was kind of cool to read as well. Bobby Darin before that, Who Can I Count On? And it was the Diamonds with the Strolls starting things off. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Let's move on next. If we're going to play Joe Tex and talk about this rivalry, we have to hear from James Brown, the other half of that. And listen closely. There's a reference to Joe Tex in this song called Funky Side of Town. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Ready?
Yeah! Yeah.
Ready, bud?
Yeah. Yeah!
You ready, Hank?
Yeah!
You ready?
You know I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Let's go! Come on! Let's go! Let's go! Come on! Hit it!
can we go down here?
Yeah, let's
go. Do the funky side of town. You ready now?
Good.
You ready, Jackie?
Got it, now, got it.
Come on. Let's go. Do the funky side of town. Over there, for the people, get on down. People over there are so big in love. Let me say it again. People over there are so big on love. What'd you say right there, man?
Who's that?
Isaac Hayes! Oh, Isaac Hayes. I'm sorry.